Today, the Urban League of Arkansas is honoring a pair of Arkansans for their work to improve the lives of underserved Arkansans. The Whitney M. Young Award will be presented to Matthew A. Waller, Dean of the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas, and Annie Abrams, a longtime champion for civil rights in the state and for the nation. Marquita Little Newman, the executive director of the Urban League of Arkansas, says the awardees have dedicated their lives to improving the state.
Ms. Abrams, of course, everyone knows her and the great work that she's done as a community leader and as an advocate on important issues. And Dr. Waller, we actually have a partnership with the Walton School of Business, and we work very closely with them to produce data reports that address a lot of the issues that the Urban League works on. Our most recent report looked at education and the impact at a county level across the state. And so again, we are just honoring these folks in a very small way who have had and continue to have a huge impact on our state.
Little Newman made her comments during a conversation with Roby Brock from our partner Talk Business and Politics. She says the award's namesake, Whitney M. Young, was one of the most dynamic leaders of the National Urban League during his lifetime.
And really advanced the organization to prominence in terms of being one of the most visible civil rights organization. He worked as an advisor to President Kennedy as well as President Johnson and just really had a huge impact in advancing issues of economic empowerment. And so our local award ceremony is in recognition of that history of service.
During their conversation, Roby Brock asked Marquita Little Newman about the work of the Urban League of Arkansas beyond today's awards presentations.
And we do that by focusing on four key areas. We work on jobs, housing, education, and health and wellness. And our goal and mission is really to ensure that we are creating and advancing equal opportunity for all citizens in our state.
Yeah. Give me some examples of some things that you guys are doing, some initiatives that you're involved with, and just where are some of those four areas that you just mentioned? How are you deployed?
Mm-hmm. So as you mentioned, the Urban League of Arkansas kind of reemerged after about 20 years of being dormant. And so we're really in what I would consider sort of that new stage and phase of relaunching the organization and so also focusing on expanding our programs. A couple of the areas where we've already made some progress around health and wellness. We've been hosting health fairs throughout the state, and we've also worked on some education issues by launching our Excellence in Education program, doing a lot of work and having community conversations in smaller districts like Marvel. And so we want to continue that work in addition to expanding our reach. We do have satellite offices in Northwest Arkansas and in Helena. The headquarters is here in Little Rock. But again, our goal is that we will grow the organization, that we will be visible and have an impact on people's lives throughout the state.
So I trust you're looking for more community partners and maybe even some business partnerships and again, just maybe some agency partnerships.
Oh, absolutely. The Urban League is well known for its history of partnering, especially with industry and business, to create those economic empowerment opportunities. And so we are definitely willing to work with anyone who's committed to advancing issues of equity in our state, who's committed to ensuring that every person in Arkansas has what they need, and not only those four areas, but really any area where an individual or family, needs support in order to be successful. So we'll partner with businesses, we'll partner with other nonprofits, we currently partner with education institutions as well.
And you have a background in health policy.
I
know
do.
This from previous conversations that we've had. Does your role expand a little bit more in terms of what you bring to the table, or do you have some other skill set that you have not shared with me besides just health?
Well, yes, I do have actually a long history of working in both state government and in the nonprofit sector. In fact, I've exclusively worked in those sectors, and so prior to launching my exciting career in public policy and advocating on healthcare issues, I worked in a lot of direct service organizations, nonprofits that serve the community. And I was also policy director at DHS. And so before the Affordable Care Act, I used to actually work on other issues at DHS. And then healthcare kind of took over. And so it's really a perfect blend for me. And that's why I'm so excited about this new role, because the Urban League really works at different levels to provide social services in addition to advocating. So it's bringing together those things that I love and that I've spent my career doing, actually working directly in the community, but also being a voice for the community.
Marquita Little Newman is the executive director for the Urban League of Arkansas, and she spoke recently with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. You can find out more about the Urban League at urbanleaguear.org, and you can follow Arkansas news around the clock at talkbusiness.net.